Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Forever Dog.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Welcome to Trexel City. I've done a terrible job so far. I'm Alice Wetterland, and my co-host today, a special guest that we have in studio today, who is not consoling someone who's had a horrible death in their life. Welcome to the studio, Caroline Anderson.
I requested that introduction. Not consoling someone dying. Yeah. Caroline Anderson.
Caroline, I'm so happy you're here today, and that no one you know has had suffered a death in the family, because that's why Veronica's gone.
Incidentally, my boyfriend's grandmother did just die, but it's fine. I'm over
but
it.
But you still got here.
I still got here.
You still made it to the studio, so sure. I guess somebody actually gives a shit.
Mm-hmm.
No, Veronica's a very good friend, and she's being a good friend to somebody right now. So thank you, Veronica, for doing your darndest for friendship. And Caroline is a bad girlfriend. No, I know that you went to the funeral, I think. Mm-hmm. How are you, Caroline?
I'm good.
We waited a long time.
We did.
Downstairs together.
Yeah.
We bonded over how Chris Gethard sucks.
Oh, no. This is his favorite podcast,
Alice. This is nobody's favorite podcast. No, it's always everybody's second favorite, which is actually kind of like clutch. And we bonded over how I got this voicemail that I just want to play for you guys because. Should I play the voicemail or should I save it for the Patreon? It's okay. Nobody cares.
Play the voicemail. It's good.
It's a fun voicemail that I got. So I recorded my special last week and I was, you know, the day of your special recording, you're like, you know, chain smoking and like super freaked out and everything, but it was basically what I was doing all day was trying to breathe, and then I got this voicemail that just in the middle of the day.
Hi, Alice. This is Peter Splendorio with the New York Daily News. I was just calling to see if you had any reaction to TJ Miller's comments, you know, claiming you were difficult to work with on set. Just really just hoping to get your side of the story and just talk to you about it.
All right, I won't put his own number on the air. I probably should. Because I'm like, how did he get my number? That's what everybody was concerned about. Like, what the fuck? And then I'm like, did I drunkenly give Peter Splendorio my number at a party one time, like a long time ago? Because, you know, that would be what I did. Needless to say, this is me responding to Peter Splendorio because I don't have time to call you back. Hey, Peter. Good job doing the follow-up. I know you just have to, so that's why you did it. But no comment? Is that what my I have to check in with my PR person here. Goose, am I supposed to say no comment? He's just panting. Okay.
I've been keeping the audio clean because this is for sure going to get cut and spliced and thrown all over the news.
Could you imagine? I mean, you know, whatever. Yeah, so that's the fun thing that happened. And I also use that voicemail as my walk-up music today in baseball, and it really, really worked. I got a run off of it. So that was my news this week, but the special went well. Denver is an awesome city to record. God damn it, I love the Comedy Works. And all the people in Denver, like the comedians, are so nice. It's insane. Like, you go to Denver in a green room and people are like, I mean, maybe our guest will weigh in on this if she's had a different experience, but people are just like, hi! Like, they were so nice. I couldn't believe it.
No one has ever reacted to me like that. Really?
Yes, I always do.
Okay,
all right. I always
sorry,
do.
Okay.
I think I did in the lobby.
To introduce our guest, who's already talking, and she's just the greatest. I can't keep her silent anymore. please welcome to the first time guest on this on this show. We're so excited to have her. Please welcome Paige Weldon.
Hi. Yeah. I spoke because I was spoken to. And no other reason.
What a dolly. What a little doll.
Can I give my favorite of Paige's credits?
Yes, you may.
You know her as Shivering Woman from Corporate.
Thank you so much. Corporate. Yes, I shivered my heart out.
You walked on the street and it's like, Shivering Woman!
Yeah, people freak out.
Shivering Woman!
They go, are you cold? And it's like, yeah. You know what? I am. Yeah. So. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah. What can we expect from Shivering Woman in the next season of Corporate?
Nothing.
She got a coat. So
she got a shiver
now. I'm fine. Yeah.
Huge revelations on this podcast already. So what is your history with the show in question, Star Trek?
I have never seen it until I watched this episode.
Really?
I feel like I have caught up, like, someone must have put an episode on in my presence at some point because I was like, I'm familiar with this cast of characters. Mm-hmm. Like, these are all coming to me.
It's a zeitgeist.
Yeah. So this was the first time I've really sat down and paid attention to an episode.
Ah.
Yes. Were you an otherwise sci-fi fan?
No, not really. I mean, you know, some things. I always enjoyed the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes, we like that.
You know, because it's funny.
That's a Simpatico reference here.
Yeah. But overall, wouldn't describe myself as like a sci-fi fan.
Okay.
Not against it, but not.
Yet.
Okay.
I've never met anybody who's against it.
I feel like some people are against it. Yeah.
Bully.
And I am a bully, but I'm not.
You're such a bully.
Not about that.
I first met Paige when she was shoving me into a locker when I first moved to LA.
We laughed.
Yeah. They laughed at me.
Yeah. So sorry.
But, you know, as we all know, it wasn't the first time I was bullied. Silicon Valley reference. It's out there.
Hilarious.
Amazing. I screen grab them all. I'm saving them for a scrapbook for you.
Thank you. Oh my God, thank you so much. So this is an interesting episode, I think, to introduce you to this show. I'm like, because there's so many good episodes of this show. It's my favorite show. It's like Caroline's new favorite show because I introduced her to it.
This is true. Were you there, Paige?
I feel like I thought of you as a super fan of this show. Like,
Paige,
I remember,
and I worked
you
together
talking
at Corporate.
And
I think she was there right around when you asked me to do the podcast. And I was like, guys, I got to watch some Star Trek. And then started taping pictures of the cast to my desk.
And things progressed from there.
That was the beginning.
I don't do things in moderation.
No, why would you? Who has the time to just kind of do something?
Sure.
No time at all for that. Mm-mm. I just got into Zelda. I have a Nintendo Switch, and it's so I don't know if you've ever played video games before.
I have.
You have? Are you like big time gamer or are you like whatever?
I would say similar relationship to sci-fi. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've done it and it's there and
whatever.
I've
played games, yeah.
So I dip in with a Nintendo. Like, I'm not like a gamer per se. I don't have a headset, you know. But I will.
The only thing stopping.
But I'll get a, I'll dip into a Wii, you know. I'll do a Mario Kart.
For sure.
And I got a Nintendo Switch specifically to play Mario Kart and the new Nintendo Odyssey because I played the one that was not for the Wii and it was great and I loved it. And now, so I got it. And then everybody's like, you got to play Zelda. You got to play Zelda. I never played Zelda before. But this Zelda, Zelda Breath of the Wild, it is, oh my God. It's like every game you've always wanted to, like, for me anyway, it's like what I've always wanted out of a video game. You want basically to go into a world and then just be able to walk around and find shit. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. all Zelda is. It's just any direction that you walk in the game, you'll find cool stuff. And it seems like it's just basically endless.
Sure.
It's like the holodeck.
I've watched Alice play Zelda because I am her girlfriend.
Yeah, so we are in a deep, committed relationship.
Yeah, that sounds serious for sure.
I mean, that's how deep in I am to Zelda, is that a friend will be over at my home and I'll just start playing. Well, I'll be like, do you want to watch me play? And she's like, not really. And I turn it on. And that's it.
If it's endless, it feels like you would be.
I'm addicted.
Yeah.
It's like the holodeck. I'm like Jordy falling in love. So, you don't know that reference yet.
But Jordy's also barely in this episode. Did he have one line of dialogue?
I feel like I saw him walking around.
In the beginning, he was in the crew, the beam down mm-hmm. crew that got the stupidest ambush of all time. All right, so The Vengeance Factor, it's season 3, episode 9. The Netflix synopsis is, the Enterprise pursues a race of quote-unquote gatherers who continue to raid Federation outposts unaware of the dangers lurking among them. Okay, sort of.
I do feel like The Vengeance Factor is one of the more stupid names of an episode. You could just call it, like, Vengeance.
You could call it...
Factor is doing nothing.
Yeah, there's no factor. Yeah. Like, oh, you didn't think about The Vengeance Factor.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we did. We covered it. Yeah. So, but, yeah, it's like there's a Star Trek episode name generator where you put in, like, it's three words always, mm-hmm. and usually the is at the beginning, and then it's like the descriptor thing, and then the noun is sort of like a
the surrender quotient.
Like, yeah, you did it. Okay, that's why you're here. All right, so let's just get into it, guys. I don't know if anybody wants to start summarizing this episode for us.
I'm curious what Paige is, because I do feel like this is a more boring episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt like it was just about the intricacies of geopolitics primarily.
Well, that is kind of what the show is.
Which I like.
Yeah, but it's not in... sometimes it's in a cool way. And this time it didn't feel like it was in a cool way.
Well, okay. So should I try to summarize
please.
It?
Yeah, I love it.
So I forget exactly how it begins, why they get involved, but... they end up talking to this woman who is the queen or something.
The sovereign
of some place.
A
where,
Kathy Bates-esque.
Yeah. She had some what do you call this stuff that you put on your...
Like highlight?
Highlighter.
Like blue highlight and an orange sari.
Yeah, she was wearing excessive highlighter. And
she's very hashtag not sorry.
Yeah.
About her giant orange.
But so the crew is trying to convince her to let this race of gatherers come back to their home that they've been gone from for like 20 years or something. She says it's useless. They somehow convince her otherwise. I don't really know why she came around so hard all of a sudden.
Yeah, she really just
she was just like, fine.
There's no point. Do you understand? Okay, I guess let's do it.
She seemed to have like very deeply ingrained hatred for the gatherers, and then was like, you know what? You're right. Okay.
So the gatherers are like pirates, right? They're like space pirates.
They remind me of like Saved by the Bell punks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's
have
see
a very
the first
specific
scene.
Look.
Yeah. I love the first scene because they find this couple of bodies that have been like attacked by the gatherers, and then they're like they take them aboard, and then Beverly figures out that they're Arcanians or whatever. And then I don't know how they get to... they go to Arcana. Oh, yeah, and they talk to this lady. Here, let's get a little clip of this bitch. She is... I just feel like...
Reconciliation with the gatherers is impossible.
There you go.
It's been tried.
Right there.
Every time we've offered amnesty, they've rejected it.
When was the last attempt made?
18 years ago.
18 years?
For almost a century now, they've been parasites, moving from star system to star system, living on what they could find or steal.
They're still your people.
No.
They're still your
Captain,
people.
You have to understand our history. 100 years ago, before the gatherers split off from our culture, we were a savage, violent race, Clans battled clans, bloody,
Everyone's
vengeful
bored.
Feuds that lasted for generations.
She's just like, so.
But we overcame.
I don't know how
ways.
He convinced her after this. She called them parasites.
After a century of wandering, they may be ready to come home.
Despite your progress, you are a divided society, and so it will remain until the gatherers return to Akma.
Okay.
The attempt may be futile.
But there is so much to gain. And there is so little to lose by the effort. This problem affects us all, cannot be ignored.
She full-blown rolls her eyes.
And then she just decides.
Maruk, welcome to the bridge.
Thank you, Kathy.
I was suspicious of her when she agreed. I was like,
yeah, that's a really good point. It didn't seem like she was.
Yeah, when they were inviting her onto the ship, I was like, don't. She's got something planned.
This is a common recurring thing that I really like about this show is that like the writing is such that the acting when it's really bad, you think that people have something up their sleeves because they're just not very good at acting.
Yeah, because there's just nothing there to fill that in. Yeah,
you're like, whose side are they on?
Yeah,
are they on the character they're trying to portray?
Yeah,
side because it doesn't seem like it.
I also think that's 2/3 of all of Troy for this entire episode. Mm-hmm. I think she speaks 2 lines of dialogue, mm-hmm. and then later she gets up from a chair with a sly
look. She was just leaving. Yeah, she says.
Even though in this episode features a full-on spy who is deceptively tricking everyone.
Yeah.
Troy never like looks at her.
Yeah. Do you, having not watched it, do you know what she does on the
show? No, I don't know.
Okay.
She catches spies.
She can read people's like emotions.
Oh.
So she's like the counselor, and she would have been a great person to be there at the negotiation mm-hmm. or something like that.
Yeah. So the fact that you don't know what she does is symptomatic of their inability to write for this character. Is it like they just have this literal mind reader on board and then they just like she just is like wandering around not reading minds all the
time? It would have been crucial.
Yeah.
When they discover that there's been a murder, maybe try reading some people's minds.
And nope, she doesn't.
Okay.
She's just like, it seems like, but she does do something in with negotiations with the pirates, the gatherers.
Just barely. Like she's sitting at the table.
Yeah.
But
she's like saying about the gatherers, like, it seems like they want to negotiate, so he just needs privacy.
Yeah.
And then she's right about that, but then they like, well, what about this other bitch? So this is where we're meeting.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Commander.
You're the chef?
Yes, I'll prepare all meals for the Sovereign and her servants.
Well, we can provide you with a kitchen, but it won't really be necessary. These food dispensers.
It's so unappetizing.
I cannot handle how smarmy he's being.
I'll show you.
Paige,
Sovereign, may I offer you a drink?
You're really killing me.
This part,
I'm so sorry, but.
This part right here really also drives me crazy when he says, obviously, food dispensers are disgusting.
Can synthesize anything that you may need. I'll show you. Sovereign, may I offer you a drink?
Yes. Thank you. Cold water.
It's so weird to me that in the middle of his demonstration, he just, it's like she was tipped off to it, right? Like if you're offering a demonstration of a thing, like, look, I have this crazy machine no one's ever seen before. Brett, do you want something? Brett would be like, what? What's happening? He wouldn't just be like, yeah, sure, thanks. Diet Coke, please.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
I'd love something to drink while I stare off
that
into space.
That means she's so selfish that she's just constantly like, yeah, of course I want something.
Everyone serve me, yeah.
Water, 5 degrees.
So weird.
I love
Very
him so much.
I don't
five
know.
5 degrees.
Please.
You're also the food taster.
That's part of the cook's duties.
I mean, you gotta taste your food.
Yeah, I guess.
She weirdly puts her hand on it. Oh, this is so laborious. You have to bow every time.
I'm sure
you give
the Sovereign will wish to sample many of the cuisines your ship has to offer, but there are some Akmarian dishes that she will insist upon.
I will arrange for a technician to help program your recipes into the computer. Of course, I'll have to try some of them. What's your specialty?
I have none.
Don't be modest.
Oh, I love him so much.
Wow, I don't feel the same way. I am really creeped out by him. I don't like this.
There is a spice Parthas dish.
Parthas?
A green vegetable with fleshy roots.
Parthas, a la yuta. I look forward to tasting
it. It's insane.
Sovereign. Chef.
Cool, now I have to cook for this guy. Great, cool. Thank you. Well, it seems like I'm cooking for more than just the sovereign now.
Yeah.
This fucking dude comes in, it's like, I'll take it. Well, I didn't
She's
offer
like, that's
this
actually
to you.
Not.
I do want to let
standard
everyone know that
too,
I looked up this actress. She had a wildly mediocre foot jewelry line for 8 years before they got
foot
sued
jewelry?
By the jewelry designer. Yes.
Like
I believe it was called Toe Brights, and it was in like Mid Wilshire.
Whoa.
Everybody's got a foot jewelry line.
Who? Sure.
Sorry, yeah. Am I crazy? We all do, right?
Well, her website said, like, she took a break from acting for 8 years to focus on her foot jewelry line.
I just have to take a break
purpose,
and get too many jobs.
Took a break. Didn't desperately find something else to do. Yikes.
And so, to continue the summary, they beam down to Acomeria to meet with some gatherers. They basically, like, looking for gatherers now to talk to, and they find some on this planet, and they go down with Data, Worf, Geordi, and Riker. This is one of my favorite things about the show. They always beam down the most important people on the ship on the most dangerous missions.
Let's keep them all together.
Yeah.
There's a pretty great Data moment in this scene.
Is it the one where he opens the doors?
Oh, no.
That was earlier.
No, it's when, it's coming up, but Riker asks, like, hey, how much to explode that thing? And he goes on one of his Data things where he keeps talking, and Riker's like, Data. And he's
lasers.
Like, oh, I get it.
There's a line from Geordi.
Perhaps the only one.
Tonkian homing beacons.
Tonkian.
Quite a collection.
This set was costly. It does involve... I feel like there were so many stickers on that scaffolding they had to remove.
Uranium alloy, sir. Its salvage value is quite low. But these gatherers weren't too discriminating about what they steal.
Commander.
Oh, yes. This.
And then this music. It's so crazy. Never before heard on Star Trek.
Oh, this isn't typical soundtrack.
Rifle,
sure.
Sir.
No.
Not particularly powerful.
They never have these action sequences. They are so bad at it.
Powerful enough.
But Riker lives for it, clearly. Look at these cool
we can't
guys.
Talk.
I feel like I've dated them all.
Your words are wasted, Commander. They understand only this.
He's holding
We're
up
here
a
to establish a dialogue.
I thought that was weird.
That's very strange.
Why not just say violence?
Yeah.
Or something.
Uranium. It
he forgot the word.
He's like,
here's
the data scene that I love.
Of course, uranium carbide.
Thank you, Dave.
He's so good.
Pretty good. Yeah, that was.
This whole scene is so that Riker can seem badass.
Now! Beam up.
Cool plan.
I find it hard to feel like there's real danger when it's lasers. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm like.
Cowards!
Yeah, I've never seen a laser.
Yeah.
I've never known anybody be hurt by a laser before.
No.
So the gatherers jump down to where they were when they beamed up, and they're like, well, these idiots.
Yeah, they're like, someone your suddenly appeared in our.
Successful if you bathe more often.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Burn from Worf.
Okay, it might be hard to take a bath if you've been,
Maruk,
not allowed to return to your home. For, don't get me started.
Doesn't he look like Harry Dean Stanton?
Sorry we didn't go to the bath planet.
Full dispensation will be extended to all gatherers who are willing to return to Akamar 3.
You don't trust me, Maruk.
Should I?
So this guy is like...
But you expect me to trust you? Maybe you just poisoned it yourself.
Loving his role.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He worked a lot. I think he had 78 credits on IMDb.
Amazing.
It's probably because he has such a hairy chest.
I bet he like briefly made out with Gina Davis.
Just for a moment. I like how much fun they're having together.
I know.
It is very funny.
This is futile.
She doesn't like them because they're having a good time.
Yeah. And she's a stuck-up bitch.
Go home, old woman. You people haven't changed in 100 years.
What do you
years.
Mean, you people?
You should know.
I think we know what she means.
You were there. Sit down. Please.
Everyone listens to Picard.
Please.
He's commanding.
They don't know why, but it's actually the accent. When somebody has a British accent, they could just...
It's a waste of time,
wait a
Captain.
Second.
From the planet of Britain.
They don't care about how they live.
Am I supposed to believe that you care how we live?
Yes.
Bro, she's here,
yes.
isn't she?
I know.
Maybe you forced her to come, Picard.
Nobody forces me anywhere, Bro.
What is there for us on Akamar 3?
A life, a home.
I like the fire.
You can end your wanderings.
That the fire's lighting
this scene.
Your
miserable existence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do I look miserable to you?
Yeah, it's like, that's a good point. Yeah. She looks
Clan
miserable.
Clan wars are over, Bro. It is a past we're ashamed of. It is why you had to leave.
Since when, though?
Mm-hmm.
Now.
I know.
They remind me of, like, the bad kids at the church I went to growing up. Like, they still were, like, good kids in the world, but for the church, they were bad kids. Of, like, I know that they're not actual real danger, but I'm just uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about them.
Mm. They're reckless.
Yeah.
They're like when you get on the subway and there's a bunch of teenagers. They're being loud and you feel like you just need to go away.
Yeah. She probably feels like they're laughing at her.
Right. Yeah. So they have a little negotiation, and then this guy decides to beam up alone to the ship. Meanwhile, this bitch goes off and nobody's paying attention to her and she just kills this dude. She's just like, yeah. What's her face? This
Luta?
Luta just murders this guy.
Yeah, just
and
casual.
After she murders him, let me see if I can find the part. After she murders him, the main gatherer guy is like, whatever, he's old, it's fine. So they find him dead.
Volnoth. Away team to Enterprise. Medical emergency.
Volnoth was an old man. There's nothing to be done.
There's a chance that our doctors can do something.
You found him?
Yes. And there are no other members of the Lornak clan here. So I claim his possessions.
Grant.
Sick.
Like a video game.
Yeah.
Have you no respect for the dead?
But there is respect about a corpse. Now, where
it is like a video game. I like that because I like that little intricacies of like the way that I always question this show because I think early on especially they do this thing where there's like, oh, there's like a way of treating your dead that is respectful according to humanity. And that's they impose that morality on every other culture in the entire galaxy where it's like, that wouldn't necessarily be true. Like we wouldn't, who cares if other people shoot their dead people out of cannons at each other? Like it doesn't matter because they have their own moral code. Like they're another species, technically.
They do seem to have kind of a holier than thou attitude towards
everyone. And that's something
everyone.
That they didn't really deal with until like Deep Space Nine and now Discovery, the new show where they're really, I think, getting into the fact that the Federation is like a human's, like humans are better and the way humans do
elitist.
Things is like elitist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting what I'm talking about.
I loved it.
A child?
Oh, this is a great scene.
This doesn't
His
inspire
face
my
when
confidence.
He's called a child. It's precious.
So they have a tete-a-tete here in the bridge. What's this guy's name again?
Picard?
Nice. Oh, right. Jean-Luc. Right. No. I want to call him Lornak, but that's
This is our present position.
Set a heading for 343 Mark 72.
Also, his accent gone. Like he had an accent.
Yeah. That's going to take us through the center of an asteroid belt.
Hey, what's the matter, kid? Can't you fly yourself around a couple of rocks?
Sure I can, but
Ugh. Will Wheaton is such a good actor. Headache,
we can avoid the belt completely and only lose 12.1 minutes at warp 7.
I like that insert.
Haven't you
awakened? Oh, yeah. I didn't understand the point of this, because this is another example where I was like, oh, is he trying to make them go through the asteroid belt?
Yeah.
Like, is he trying to
distract?
I think the point of it is to show that, like, he loves being reckless and just, like, live it. He's like, whatever, I don't care what we do. He's like,
but I feel like I already know that about him.
Yeah, there's no reason.
That's established.
But, and then it's just to, like, show how, I don't know, I guess you're supposed to dislike him.
Yeah.
But I don't. I'm like,
I feel bad for him.
Me too, because it seems so clear to me that he is trying to get people to like him.
Yeah.
He's just.
Also, with that thing with Wesley, he's like, go through this. Space asteroid, man, this is gonna be great. And like Wesley's like, no. And he's like, we'll hang out. Like, no, we won't. Yeah. And then later he even talks about it. He's like, do you not like me? Well, hello again. It's me for HelloFresh. I'm Alice Wetterland, and you know what I love? Fucking eating. And I do not love planning a meal because I'm a lazy motherfucker. And sometimes when I'm trying to plan a meal, I get burned hard by the flame of my oven. Listen, you know, I don't like looking at recipes and then looking back and then my screen goes dark. And then I'm like, what the fuck is a passcode? Susanna! And she leaves her passcode on and I'm trying to make the thing. And, you know, we had a subscription to Bon Appetit, but we lost it because we moved and she didn't update. So anyway, I just tried this new thing called HelloFresh. Now, HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so that you can just cook, eat, and enjoy your life. Not like when I have to cook and my hands are burnt too crisp. Anyway, there's something for everyone with HelloFresh's selection. You know, you can get a different kind of plan if you want a classic plan, a veggie plan, and a family plan. And it's exciting, and it's simple, and it's convenient. My boyfriend did it the other night, and I said, is it easy for you? And he said yes. And he's challenged by a lot of things in his life. So this was the real testament to the ease and a delivery of HelloFresh. It's delivered right to your door in recyclable insulated packaging. That's important to me because I don't like to throw shit away. I make it into a cat house if I can't recycle it. So you can imagine what my house looks like. The Global Eats option brings authentic international dishes and flavors to home cooks for exciting new meals. Now you might think, Global Eats, this is America, fuck you. But I tried it. I tried a Mediterranean baked veggies just the other night with some Israeli couscous, and then we made sweet love. Because the food wasn't heavy. You know how heavy food can really ruin a night? Anyway, there's many benefits of subscribing. You gotta spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week, and you can get back time to do more of what you love, like playing Zelda. Now, I just left Hateno Village, and I had to go back for arrows. So I can't be just cooking and looking on, you know, websites for recipes anymore. I just want a healthy meal, and you can find out what the calorie count is, and that's how I keep my figure. So just go to HelloFresh.com/Trek60 today and enter promo code TREKS60. That's a 6 plus a 0 after the word TREKS. And what you're going to do is you're going to get $60 off. That's $20 off your first 3 boxes each. So do you see what I'm saying? Do you understand math, you idiot? It's like receiving 6 meals for free. Okay, so it's up to 50% off of 3 boxes. Now, I don't know if you can figure that out, but I just did it for you. So really, you don't need to do much besides just go to the URL. You can go on your phone. You can go on your friend's phone. Anyway, HelloFresh.com/Trek60. Enter promo code Trek60 for all the deals that you need. Okay, goodbye.
There's about to be some really good background acting from a bartender.
Okay, I will stay tuned.
Didn't know
so here he comes.
It's
right here.
This is incredible. Yeah. So he walks in, he grabs somebody else's drink, and then he looks around.
The bartender
is like, I'll get you another one.
He's like, don't worry about it, buddy.
Yeah. We have no currency here. And he steals
his iPad.
What are you doing?
iPad.
Homework.
Puts his foot up on the table.
Math.
Classic.
I can see that, but what does it mean?
Very heavy shoe to put up.
This is the local Euclidean metrization
for sure not
of a K-fold contravariant reanimant tensor field.
Yeah, they're just sweating all the time.
Any good at it?
But they have the open chest.
Oh, true.
You don't like me. I didn't say that. No problem. I have many friends that don't like me.
Whoa, okay.
What do you know about it?
What
you're
mean?
A thief.
Chill out.
I steal to survive, not because I enjoy it. We gatherers value our freedom. We do what we want, and we answer to no creature.
Oh, okay.
Then why are you helping Sovereign Maruk to change all that?
Whoa.
Someone
has an opinion.
Because I want something better for me and for my children.
You have children?
Great yeah. response.
Two sons.
Of course.
One's just about your age.
Where is the son?
I know.
He's not any good at math.
This guy does a lot of licking his lips.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Acting.
Yeah.
That's a weird scene that just ended for no reason. So, we have to see this scene. So, I just love that so much because if somebody was like, hey, I have a lot of friends who don't like me. I steal to survive! And he did not start this conversation at all. Like, he would
My
be
son
like,
is your age.
He would be like, great.
You guys should meet.
Okay. Sounds good. Like, that's fine, too. Yeah. He wouldn't be, challenge that. He'd just be like, yeah, man, that's fine.
Yeah, it's like when a strange person sits next to you at Starbucks and you're like, uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, it's like exactly one of those elevator things where somebody walks in and they're like, my husband is just crazy. And you're like, uh-huh.
Oh.
Crazy, me too. You know?
I've never experienced a good conversation that started with one person saying, you don't like me, do you?
I know.
It's like,
Or even somebody stealing my iPad and putting their boot up on the table.
Yeah.
Never, like,
yeah, you go up, do something aggressive to someone and say, why don't you like me?
Because of all those things you did.
Oh.
To make you unlikable.
Shit. Okay. My bad.
Oh, I love it. I was thinking about his son. I'm sure his son is like, hey, I'm not good at math. You know, just like,
he has should his first be a better two chest dad. Hairs.
Yeah, his chest hairs are coming in. Aww. Right.
Now, here's the thing I want to ask Paige about this scene, this upcoming scene. Do you... Okay. It's less of a question,
first
but,
of all, I hate it.
Okay. So Riker and Troy. Mm-hmm. What do you take of them? What do you take of what was happening before she walked up?
What's your takeaway?
Oh, do they have a history of some kind?
They do that they talk about once a season.
Okay.
In the very first episode, it's established that they're madly in love with each other, can't be together.
Soulmates.
And why can they not be together? Because
they work together. Mm. Yeah.
Same as me and Caroline.
It's an HR thing. Yeah. But then like once a season, like, Riker wants to leave and she's like, I'm heartbroken, this person I love. And so it's just so bizarre that they're sitting having a conversation, two people madly in love with each other, soulmates, and then the hot blonde walks up and she goes, okay, and just gets up.
Maybe she's having one of those moments where she's like kind of recognizing him for what he is, going, you know what, if this is his, if he's like all into this very young looking woman that looking, that's why I said it that way.
Yeah, no later spoilies, no spoilies.
Okay, that maybe she's just like, I can't even bother with this today.
But you're not remembering the other episode in which, remember when Troy was getting married?
Yes.
So in this episode where Troy's betrothed because of her lineage in the Betazed world, she's betrothed to this guy. For some reason on Betazed, you have to marry your dad's friend's kids. It's a weird thing. So they come aboard and they're like, she's going to marry this guy. And then they figure out that this guy's in love with somebody else and like he can't marry her. And she's like, I want to like make sure you find your soulmate so they don't get married. But
wow,
she is about to marry him. And she's like, I got to fulfill my duty. And Riker is there and he's like so mad. He hates this guy so much. Sure. And he's like freaking out. And she's like, oh, I forgot. Like you're human and you don't like it when you're like partners or you're like beloveds have other paramours or whatever.
Right.
Like you can't, there's no flexibility, she says, to your romantic feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't, so I don't think she cares at all.
Sure.
And this is over and over again, very often when Riker's like seeing somebody, she's just like, well, she just like kind of giggles. But whenever she is like with somebody, he freaks out. He's always like, hate this guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that explains everything, I guess. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Except for that time that they went to that planet where everybody's wearing white unitards. Oh my God, she was mad that he was hooking up with people, but I think they hadn't figured out the dynamic yet.
Pothos a la Utah.
Shut up!
I hate how he keeps pronouncing it.
It's so my dad.
He's like, I'll take an enchilada to try to like impress
it's
this.
Like, don't.
That's also wonderful. What I do.
Thank you.
Would you care to join us?
I don't want to intrude.
You're not. I was just leaving anyway. Please, sit down.
It honestly felt like they planned it. Like, mm-hmm. She was like, and then I'll say, right. She's wing-manning.
She's like, nice for what? She's already, she ain't stressing on the lovers in the past tense. She already had
delicious.
That.
Yeah,
she did.
I'm glad it pleases you, Commander.
I'm not your commander. My name is William.
I will call you William if you prefer.
I do. When you say commander, you say it like you say sovereign to Maruk.
As a servant. You're an excellent commander, but you'd make a poor sovereign.
Why is that? Not that I disagree.
You're not comfortable with servants.
No, I prefer the company of equals.
So you treat me as an equal.
And you're not comfortable with that?
I'm not used to it. I've always been a servant. Not that I'm complaining. The sovereign treats me well. I have all that I could want.
Eating.
What about freedom?
I have so many thoughts about this.
Okay.
I just feel like he's coming at her with like no understanding of her life. He's
agree.
Why are you talking to me like that? It's like because she's lived her entire life this way.
Yeah. And also she is subordinate to you. If she's coming on board with somebody who is your like sort of like rank, like.
Yeah. And if you want to change that, you can. You can be like, I know you're supposed to, but like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't be like,
I'm sorry.
Why?
Because what you really should do in that circumstance, etiquette would say like, I know it's going to be awkward for you, but would you mind referring to me with my first name? Just, it's a thing that makes me comfortable, but I understand. Because it's like, it's disrespectful to her and her dignity to be like, oh, the thing that you do with your whole life, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Because I like equals and you just have to be my equal now.
Yeah, the thing that presumably you will go back to as soon as this is all over.
Yes.
Enjoy your little vacation, babe.
Counterpoint, because I'm such a Riker stan.
Yeah. We need it.
That thing when like a high schooler is dating a middle schooler and he's bringing the middle schooler around the high schooler friends for the first time and he's like, we do things a little bit different. And it's like kind of going like, hey, I know you used to, or like, you know, being nice to the kid at Thanksgiving and be like, why don't you sit at the grown-ups table? Like, I know that then makes it weird because they want to fuck. But like, I see it as him being like not patronizing her. Just being like, call me Will. Come on. We're having fun here.
I just don't hear that tone.
I get it. I feel like, and also it's not like, I do think this is a product of the time it was made in, too. Because, like, nowadays, I think they wouldn't, like, because now it's, in whatever time frame they made this episode, and it's, like, it's so, like, superior of him to be, like, I don't like servants. In our society, we don't have that. Everybody's equal to each other, which is, like, so, like, okay. Yeah. No, they're not. And also, you know.
Maybe there's this thing of like, because I haven't seen much of this show, I don't have like an understanding of like what Riker's intentions are.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like you go like, you know how it's like, you know, like if you have a family member who like says weird shit
and you go,
but that's, I'm sorry, but that is, I promise you he means well.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're having the same experience where you're like, Paige, I promise you, he doesn't mean it like that. And I'm like, well, it's what I'm hearing out of context.
Yeah.
So
Riker also grows as a character over the course of the show. So it's not like he's stuck as this, like, I think often on a Riker-heavy episode, the writers write for Riker in a way where he's supposed to be the Kirk. He's supposed to be this, like, swashbuckling, like, you know, eye candy guy who, you know, every girl falls for him and he's just like kind of, it's like a smarmy type. And it's not really who the character ends up being, because they realized over the course of writing it, they're like, he's not like that. That's not who this person is. It's not who the actor is. And it doesn't really serve the plot very much to, mm-hmm. for us to just have this creepy Kirk guy all around. Because when you watch the original series, Kirk is a creep who's just always raping people. And it's just like...
Yeah, here very he very annoying. Much makes a point sure. to not.
Yes,
and
he
good
does.
For him.
Right. It, to your point, it's like the straight dudes who want to talk to you about what kind of porn you watch, and you're like, I don't think it's, we're supposed no, to do this.
I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. then you find I've out, like, no, they're just guy, like but... very open. Oh, never mind. I was about to use the specific name of a specific person.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure.
Ooh, say it on the Patreon. But I agree with you, Paige, about this, because I do think, and I think even in context, because I'm watching it knowing who Riker is, I'm just like, I tire of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like this, like, you know, oh, we're just equals. This, I mean, it just feels very superior, and it does feel patronizing.
Yeah, and it's
to me.
Weird because he, it's not like he first meets her and then starts flirting with her because mm-hmm. he realizes he likes her. He clearly just thinks she's hot.
Yeah.
Like from the get is just like immediately yeah. flirting with her. Mm-hmm. And she just does look extremely young.
Yeah.
It's.
I guess she does. Yeah. I didn't think of her as looking especially young.
I think
young.
He looks older than her. Mm-hmm. And so it's like he's already kind of talking to her in this like superior way. Where it's like, this is like not a good way to treat someone that you're trying
yeah,
to
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I think knowing that Riker tries to fuck literally every alien of any gender that yeah. they run into,
and they are,
I'm like, yeah, of course, that's just what he does when he meets a new person.
And I don't yes. care for that, yeah. I'll be honest.
Yeah. He's very he's a flirtatious guy. Mm. Every time he talks to like Data, he's like, Data. Like, it's just like, are you trying to fuck Data?
All Data right. says something funny later.
Oh,
there's a
Data's
funny
the
interaction.
Funniest character in the history of television, maybe?
All right.
Wow.
Said right here.
Yeah.
Maybe Bart Simpson. I don't
I
know.
I don't know. What about... I feel
imagine
like,
them together. Wow.
Counterpoint, I feel like Titus Andromedon.
On Kimmy Schmidt?
I really think he's the funniest character.
Okay.
There are a lot of funny characters. Everyone's great.
Shivering woman.
Shivering woman.
We've got shivering woman in the house.
Okay.
I've never been very good at conversation.
Cool.
Because I'm not allowed to speak so much.
Yuta, you're not good at conversation. Come over here.
Yuta, are you embarrassing yourself over there?
I believe the Sovereign wants me to return. Enjoy the Parthis.
And then Riker has this look on his face like, what? Nobody gets up from a dinner date with Riker. Ugh.
She doesn't want to share this plate
he was like,
with
I was
me.
About to come.
I've discovered something interesting, Will.
On my way.
Man,
Dr.
Crusher.
He just leaves the Parthis there.
He does.
Yeah, he barely ate any of it.
He's like, can I get a box for this?
You're scowling, Doctor.
I'm thinking.
And?
Wow. That really boiled something down,
the
didn't it?
The old Gavinier on the planet? I know what caused his heart attack. The medical tricorder almost missed it. But there was a microvirus in his body blocking his autonomic nerve impulses.
That stopped his heart.
But here's the really interesting part. This microvirus will only attach itself to cells with a very specific DNA sequence.
How specific?
A DNA sequence.
Without knowing
pussies.
More about their genetic makeup, I can't be sure. But my guess
her
is...
Her eyeshadow truly
this
is.
This virus would only kill one Acomerian in a million.
Pretty single-minded bug.
Too single-minded. I can't believe it's a naturally occurring virus.
Meaning someone engineered it?
Meaning Volnoth was murdered.
Dun, dun.
The closest two people could possibly meet
yeah.
each other.
Have a conversation.
Truly
no, we're
so
just talking.
Close.
2 inches from one another. So they figure out that he was murdered. And then Riker needs
this,
a nap.
Oh, man. Oh, took some screen grabs of this.
So Riker's on his back in what looks like a very uncomfortable
good.
Chair.
Notify Dr. Crusher when Akamar's medical database is online.
His head is hanging
Riker
over the
out.
Back.
His pants should be off.
Like somebody's going to... wash his hair.
Yeah.
Come in.
I'm disturbing you.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
That's
know.
How I enter a room, too.
Hi, I'm disturbing you.
As the Sovereign has no further need for my services this evening, she suggested I might spend some time with you.
Yeah, what was the Sovereign
like, I like this Sovereign.
I
she
appreciates the affection you've shown me.
Truly, what is that highlighter? Is it Fenty or?
It's.
Yes.
It's Sephora knockoff.
Well,
okay.
It's like an applique. I've already dined.
Maybe you know a good Akamarian dessert recipe.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, we're kissing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that really does it for me.
Does that not please you?
I wish you were in the room with them, Caroline. keep
close
it up.
Set. Oh. Close set on this.
Keep it up. They
Tell
love.
Me what you want, William. I will do anything you wish.
Weird.
Wait a minute.
I don't understand.
He's like, you kind of put that.
Word. Don't you want me to give you pleasure?
That is a servant.
Okay.
I told you I prefer equals.
Even in the matters of love?
Like.
Especially in matters of love.
She could just be
I
a
love
sub.
Him so much.
He just is so proud of himself for saying
exactly.
this. And it's
I
like.
Only make
but
you as happy
it's,
as you
he should
make
for
me.
The time. I guess it's the future,
You're
but the past
that.
Future.
No. I'm not.
Utah.
So
I do not feel pleasure or passion. I haven't been able to for a long time.
Turn around.
Turn passionately like touches her after she says this thing.
Yeah.
I don't know who did like, this to you. Or why.
Maybe I did it to myself.
Yeah, maybe I'm just like this.
Change.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I wish it could.
I wish that when I said I'd like to give you pleasure, you just went with it like a person.
You're making this weird.
Yeah. Why does this have to be insane? I'm here for 2 days.
Amazing. This is so good. This really works for me.
It's honestly good they didn't start because then
yeah,
this
then
happened.
That would be a real boner killer.
Yeah. She looks very upset.
Now that is a full-on Melisandre necklace, I believe. Oh, yes,
now,
my favorite
prepare
dude.
A warm welcome.
It's Chogon Ship.
Chogon Ship. Does he have something in his mouth? Okay, so they meet up with Chorgon, and Chorgon is
Worf,
displeased.
Contact Chorgon. Tell him Brolla's brought us to talk.
He looks kind of like Donal Logue, doesn't he? Did we all have that feeling?
Chorgon is
Donal
not Logue? Responding.
From Terriers? And other
I
things?
I do not know what that is. Right. Caroline, too deep of a cut.
Knock out their shields without
I believe
seriously
you.
Damaging
the
their
first
ship.
Cut is...
I believe we can, sir. Prepare phasers and open a channel. Phasers locked, channel open.
I think this Chorgon, is the funny part.
The this data. Is Captain Jean-Luc yeah. Picard of the Enterprise.
Oh, no, it's not.
All right. Let's focus their attention. Mr. Worf, fire phasers.
Their forward shields are inoperative.
Well done, Lieutenant.
We are being hailed, sir.
That's damn. Better.
On screen. Rule! You traitor!
It just looks
you
so much like the other guy.
Chogon, if I had wanted you destroyed, you would not be talking to me now. Obviously, I wanted something else.
And what is that?
I have on board Sovereign Marok of Akamar III.
So they have a full mullet society.
She's worth listening to.
I don't wish to listen to either of you.
You have no choice. Prepare to receive us. We are beaming on board. Picard out.
Oh,
he's
so
about
bad.
To say no. You can tell.
Wait. Tell Sovereign Marok to meet me in Transporter 3. Aye, sir.
Wait, I have to
You're
prepare the
alone,
fuck.
The danger is minimal, number one.
Can we put some water in the soup?
To do anything rash with the Enterprise's phasers trained on his ship. There are still risks.
All right. So
for these negotiations to succeed, I must be a mediator, not an enforcer.
Great. Bridge, so a bunch
one.
Of other bullshit happens, and it's Bro. Very boring. But we
Thank
can.
Thank you for saying it.
Yeah,
yeah
I'm.
It's a pretty boring.
Well
episode.
Aware, they so they go into talks with these. Bullies from Saved by the Bell. And meanwhile, Beverly's figuring out the murder. Is this the data part that's
I
funny?
I think maybe,
okay,
yeah.
Let's play the funny data part. Okay, so.
Engineered for
oh,
murder,
yeah, this was
I'd
good.
I'd say somebody could be going after a whole family.
Commander, Chorgon, the present leader of the Gatherers, is also from the Lornak clan. I want to know how this clan was involved with
this
the Akamarian blood feuds.
Okay, I know. I felt this part was pretty. cut and dry.
How could this virus have been transmitted?
There's a part where he's like looking at a planet or something.
It's perfectly safe to the carrier as long as he doesn't have the same DNA pattern.
Commander.
Is this it?
80 years ago, the Lornax massacred a rival clan, the Trelestis.
It's okay if we don't find it. It ended a feud
that had lasted for 200 years.
So this is when they figure out that this bitch is Trelestra. And all the Trelestras are supposed to be wiped out.
Yeah.
But apparently there still is one, and this is how they figure out.
Oh my god, the picture.
The picture, but the part where the picture is so fucking awesome. Okay, so they find a picture of these Trelestra. Or no, they find a picture of
the last person killed. The
last person killed.
Your missing link.
This picture, they have to like fill it in with the computer, but I do feel that like it's already obvious.
Being led from his trial.
I don't see the connection.
Behind him and to the left, sir.
This is amazing.
Computer, scan left and magnify.
Obvious.
Yeah, he
the
doesn't.
Computer can extrapolate and reconstruct the rest of the face, sir.
Not necessary.
Yeah.
We see her.
Do it.
Okay, all right. That, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But that photograph was taken over 50 years ago.
His reaction is so amazing.
53 years ago, and she hasn't aged a day.
He's so mad about it! Why would you be mad?
I keep getting older, but they stay the same age.
Like, as a guy, wouldn't you be like... 50, like, the tone, you'd be like... 53 years and she hasn't aged a day. You'd be like, fucking jackpot. This is my honey.
Oh my god.
She's got maturity.
I agree you're entitled all right, so they go back to the talks. But not on the ruling council.
Unacceptable.
I mean...
The real power is in the council. You're shutting us off already.
No, you're trying to take too much. No group has three seats on the council.
I don't care what others have.
So the talks
you
are going well.
They're screaming. You can take.
Sovereign, if the situation were reversed, I'm sure you would be demanding equal levels of representation.
You're right, Captain.
Oh, my God. Why?
Maybe she wants her slave to fuck Riker so bad because she wants to fuck Picard so bad. Is that what it is? I don't know, because every time Picard says something, she's like, okay. And that's why she was so quickly to be like...
Yeah. No. I would like her and Picard to have a relationship.
There's tension.
Pause would be helpful.
They take five.
I agree.
And then they figure out that this bitch, because Riker storms in...
Maybe a little touch of that brandy.
All right, psycho.
Utah.
It's justice!
Who are you?
Utah of the clan Trelestra.
There are no more Trelestras.
This guy just...
It'd be so funny if she was like,
survived the last Lornax.
You're right.
Raid.
You're right.
But on
I guess
that
I'm
day,
not.
A century ago.
My bad.
My life ended. And my search began. I was the one chosen. Transformed. My cells were altered. My aging slowed. Enough to finish my task.
You used me in order to get to the last few you couldn't reach.
Yeah, but you like that
you
leafy green shit, though.
Don't act like you didn't have fun along the way.
But you like that Partha, though.
Once you're dead, what happens to me doesn't matter.
The wars are over, Yuta.
Yuta.
You cannot understand.
You're right, I can't.
All right.
Finally,
because
he
I've seen
it.
The part of you that regrets what you've become. Oh. Listen to me. You don't have to do this anymore.
I have no choice.
Oh, come on, Utacris.
Do.
Nobody?
William, I...
No.
I'm sorry.
Stop.
Yuta! Yuta got a Yud. Okay. He just has to kill his girlfriend now.
Like, in the uterus.
Yeah,
like,
he has like to Yud. He has to Yuta the... Yeah. He doesn't like doing it, you can tell. Oh,
he turns it up.
It looks like when you turn up a curling wand. No, Yuta.
Don't do this.
Oh, come fuck me instead. Come over here, baby.
I mean, she kind of... She does a cool move.
That's very
and
good.
I like how Picard's just like, okay. Oh, wow. She's sad because that was her fave serves.
Yeah, she loved her.
That was my fave serve-y.
I have to get a new one. She made the best part,
man. I hope I don't get a weird ageless servant next time who's definitely trying to sabotage me.
I am in your debt.
And so he saves the day, weirdly, with that.
Yeah.
Beverly Crusher saves the day.
That's absolutely what happened. Yeah, and Data. Data's like, look at this picture. And he's like, enhance. And you're like, really? You need to enhance it? And then the last scene is just Riker sad at a bar.
Yeah, because he had to kill this girl he had a crush on. So
drinking a frosty mug of blue Kool-Aid. Here, sorry to interrupt. I just had to give you this iPad.
I love that they're trying to create something there. Yeah. They didn't need to.
Oh, also, like several times in this, Picard does that acting thing where he's like, and I'm feeling like, no, thank you. That it ended up looking at interrupts to.
So good.
Starbase 343.
Oh, this was sweet.
We got to take on medical supplies for the Alpha Leonis system. Sounds pretty routine. Well, with the Gatherer truce in effect, certainly should be. We won't require a full ship's complement. I'm going to extend shore leave on the starbase to anyone who wants it. I'll pass that along to the crew, Captain.
It's for...
Did you want to do shore leave? Okay, bye. Sorry. That's it. So we assume Riker goes on a little sad vacay.
Yeah, just sort of to get his feelings out.
If you continue to watch, you'll see that there's a special fuck planet that he goes to.
Oh, whoa.
So much.
He also has every episode to take place there.
He also just like invites hot women into his room to just entertain him with the loot. It's incredible. Yeah,
and you love him.
I love him so much.
So, Paige, this has been so fun. I'm sorry that we have to cut it short, but you have to go.
I'm so sorry.
Not because of how I want you to go.
Yeah, you want me to stay.
I want you to stay. Yeah. You have to go.
Yeah.
But could you just quickly tell me about your podcast?
Oh, yes, I can. It's called Mall Talk, hosted by myself and Emily Faye. And we interview guests about a mall store they like and their mall that they went to growing up and their mall now.
Have you've already had somebody about the America? Mall America?
Oh, no, but we do need to. I visited
once.
I grew
up in Mall of America.
We got to get you on to talk about it.
All the shootings.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I was there for all the shootings.
And the alpaca connection.
I was there for them. Mm. And the alpaca connection. Magnet City. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll start coming out. I don't know when this is coming out, but it'll be on every Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Red
so
Dead tomorrow.
Starting this Wednesday.
Phenomenal.
And there after that.
We'll fix it in post.
I'm going to listen.
What is the word?
I'm going to listen.
Please listen.
I would love, that sounds an amazing podcast
to
listen
to. Yeah, check it out.
And you'll watch more Star Trek after this, I assume, right?
Yeah, I'm going home. That's why I have to leave.
Hard out.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God. I love you.
I love you so much.
I'm a little uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
Thanks, guys. I love you too. I'm sorry.
You should join our triad.
Okay.
It'll be a triad with you in it.
All right.
It's mostly just you guys watching me play Zelda.
Yeah. Sounds good.
And then me buying the wrong cookies for Caroline and her being nice about it.
I'm very nice.
You really are.
That's true.
Okay, Paige, I will see you on our podcast that we do together, Mall Talk, which I'm joining, I guess. And thank you for watching this fucking boring episode. I'm sorry that it was so boring.
No problem. It was fine.
But there'll be... when we have you back, we'll get a better one. Maybe with a Luxana Troy in it. All right.
Okay.
Signing off, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thanks, Caroline.
Thanks, Alice.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.